We're learning more and more here in South Africa that politics is becoming a spectator sport, and it certainly is right now in the city of Tshwane, where there is a motion of no confidence in the mayor. It might sound like something, well, out of pretty ordinary, but it's very out of the ordinary. Frans Cronier, the chairman of the board of the Social Research Foundation, will explain to us what's going on. Frans, good to be talking with you. It is strange, isn't it, to have politics as a spectator sport nowadays almost. But here in South Africa, there is so much at stake.
Yeah, no, there is. And there's a lot at stake as we speak. In Tshwane, there is a coalition government. But unlike the national coalition, which is the DA and the ANC, in this coalition, the ANC isn't part of it. The DA has the mayor, a chap called Sylvia Brink, and he's supported by some smaller opposition parties, including ASA. And what's happening at the moment is there will may very well be a motion of no confidence vote put against him in the council. Now, this is extremely important, and it is the first firm directional indicator we've got since the election about whether the GNU holds together. The reason is this. It's a bit of an oversimplification, but it works to convey the point. The ANC around Mr. Ramaphosa obviously struck the GNU deal with the DA around Mr. Steenhuisen, and they broadly support it. But there are dissidents in the ANC who oppose the GNU deal as it stands and would prefer a deal with the EFF and MK. A nucleus of these dissidents exists in Gauteng. And this nucleus, working closely with ASA and Herman Mashaba, have taken the politics of that city to a point where this motion is called. There are different ways it can play out. If the motion succeeds and Brink is removed, what it means is that Ramaphosa, or the read you might make of it, is that Ramaphosa and his pro-GNU ANC group have been defeated. And that's extremely important because that's a little crack in the GNU. But that crack could, I'm not saying it will, but it could run all the way out to December of 2027 when the ANC picks a new leader. And it could very well, if the balance of power in the ANC is not in favor of Mr. Ramaphosa and his GNU colleagues, the ANC could pick a leader who collapses the DA-ANC deal and instead does the deal with the EFF and MK. So if this vote succeeds against Brink today, that little crack opens, and we're going to watch it very closely. Maybe it becomes a chasm. December 2027, GNU's off. The second outcome is that at the very last minute, and I mean the things are ongoing live as we speak, you know, it is spectator politics. The vote could be recalled or called back or someone could get cold feet and back out and nothing happens. The third option is the vote could be defeated and Brink remains the mayor. In that case, the GNU dissidents in the ANC, the nucleus of resistance that wants to collapse the GNU, they've had a setback. They've become somewhat isolated. And if in the aftermath of that, the deal in Tshwane becomes DA-ANC, Brink the mayor, perhaps ANC deputy mayor, that will be a very firm statement that the pro-GNU balance of power inside the ANC is solid. And you'll read from there, there's a lot of way to go to 2027. So this isn't it by any means. But the read would be that inside, the balance of power in the ANC is in favor of a leadership transition in December of 2027, which would be inclined to see the GNU survive. So, you know, we've had the election, all the excitement, government formed. Great. First firm directional indicator of what's happening. It's coming now, and it's the most important thing that you could watch since the election of where South Africa's headed. Alec.
This vote, is it secret?
Not necessarily. And in fact, I just asked a question, and at this stage, not necessarily secret. That's very important because if it is secret, then all kinds of weirdness is able to happen. Our estimation of the position is that the ANC around Mr. Ramaphosa are pretty good on the DA-ANC, GNU holding together. That's what they'd wish to happen. Our sense is that the ANC within the Trane sort of little bubble, they don't have a problem with that deal or with working with the DA into the future. The dissident nucleus sits in more in the provincial and around. It's a lot, as I said, it's more complicated than this, that the provincial leadership structure of the ANC itself. And so if it is a secret ballot, you know, the Brinkman in one sense survived, and there are other variations to what could happen. But yeah, it's quite important, I think. It's our estimate. We may be wrong. It's our estimate that that's how the factions align. And we're now going to see this test. Look, they've succeeded in Johannesburg, this dissident faction. They've kept the DA out there. They've kept the DA out of Gauteng. If they now defeat this government in China and have their way again, then you must take them very seriously.
Would that start triggering the Chernobyl option that you told us about in the immediate aftermath of the election?
No, to be explicit, no. It doesn't trigger Chernobyl in the sense that what it says is there's a lot of distance still to cover between, including the local government election in 2026, a lot of distance to cover until we get to December 2027. So it's not Chernobyl. It's not that at all. All that it is, it's a little crack that's open. But if that crack runs and opens more broadly and becomes a chasm, then should be one day this GNU collapse far into the future and be no longer, and you get the ANC EFF Thabo Mbeki government in power, then it might be fair for an analyst then to say, you know, looking back, that little vote in that city, that was the first firm indicator that we had since the election that Ramaphosa's grip on the ANC is not as firm as supporters of the GNU, including those within the ANC, would like to think.
Gauteng's important. It's the richest province in South Africa, but it's not all of South Africa. It's 1/9 of the provinces. How relevant is what's going on there within, for the nation as a whole? Because Ramaphosa and the Government of National Unity, or the GNU as we describe it, has made excellent progress. Whoever's watching from wherever has given it a big thumbs up. And that is good news. But on the other hand, it appears as though one part of the ANC in one of the 9 provinces might be attempting to hijack the whole national interest.
No, they are. Of course they are, for a variety of reasons. Gauteng is very important to the future of the ANC because, we've said it before on your show, the ANC, you know, in this election, gets 40% of its votes from the urban periphery of the aspirant middle class, township vote. It's 40% from rural areas. It can't survive on the rural vote because the rural vote's caving away at the mortality and immigration rate. So to remain relevant, it needs to capture the vote on the urban periphery. That's an aspirant middle-class vote. The DA struggles to capture that vote because the DA has been so stigmatized in the media and elsewhere, and it holds the established middle class vote. Again, simplify it, but broadly this all holds true. The thing the ANC GNU strategists, the ones in favor of the DA ANC coalition, what they understood is that the interests of the established multi-generational suburban middle class, the DA base, and the interests of the aspirant middle class on the urban fringe are the same interests. And therefore, they benefit from the same policies and they suffer from the same policy mistakes. And therefore, in many respects, this GNU worked because what the DA would work towards, what the ANC would work towards, would be mutually reinforcing. But the two sides couldn't fish in each other's ponds easily. They could try, but they're not going to get terribly far. And therefore, you don't have this terrible contestation over support. And it goes back to the old idea that coalitions work better between parties that don't have a lot in common, more than this moronic idea that exists that coalitions must be between people who share identical values and views and constituents. That's a recipe for terrible conflict. So if you puzzle through this, it's kind of hard to see other than you know, malfeasance and all sorts of underhanded interests, what the strategic play here is for the ANC crowd that wishes to collapse this GNU and instead go into a populist government that undermines the prospects of the established middle class with parties who are direct competitors for their own voters. It's not the strategy here isn't the strategy behind the established standing national GNU is solid and clear and it works and there are good reasons to do it. This plan is simply for the ANC to invite more of the consequences that it has already suffered over the past decade as its support collapsed because it was unable to, through sensible, pragmatic policies that invited growth and investment, realize the aspirations of the urban periphery. And I mean, this crowd that's trying to sink this deal must have no doubt about the consequences for sentiment or investment in the country if they do, in fact, go ahead over the next few years and collapse this GNU. Then they're just going to hemorrhage the ANC even more support than they've lost to date.
So why would they do it? What is their motive?
Do you know about mice, M-I-C-E? Mice is a great thing. If a political actor, whatever it is, so someone in that sort of world, starts behaving in a peculiar fashion, you could say to a young analyst, go and figure out what this is. And the four things you test are mice. Number one is money. Has money changed hands? Is this corruption? We don't know that where I sit, so I cannot say. The second is ideology. Are there deep ideological differences here that would so motivate a person to collapse this thing? Maybe, you know. The third is coercion. What do Russians would call kompromat, compromising information. Do you have the squeeze on your opponents? Do you have leverage over them? Do you know things about them that they would want to keep concealed? And the fourth is ego, a major driver of behavior. And whatever this is, and I cannot say because I do not know, the answer lies in one or a combination of the four mice, of the mice acronym.
And as far as Herman Mashaba is concerned, is he just a bit player in all of this? The Action SA leader who called the end of the coalition by saying that he would support those who he has vowed never to support in the past.
No, look, I don't see this strategic play here It's about another, as I've said to you before, you know, that is a tremendous potential on that same urban fringe to make deep inroads into the ANC voter base. And it appears to have disabled itself. And, you know, if someone asked why, you'd apply the MICE acronym again, and in some combination of those factors, you'd find the reason.
Franz, if I have a look back on the by-elections since the coalition government has been here, there have been five in Tshwane, only five, and all of them have been won very comfortably by the Democratic Alliance with increased votes, including one on the 28th of August in Ward 92, where they went from 34% to 59%. In two of the other wards, they won 94.5% from 62, and the other one 98.6% from 70%. So it's telling us that those who are voting in by-elections in Tshwane, where all of this is happening, seem to be pretty happy with the way that the coalition has been going. If that's true, then surely those who are trying to kibosh it are going to pay a big price come 2026 in the local elections.
Look, by-elections are tricky things. There are some people who are really expert in by-elections, and they're able to use them very effectively to answer questions like that. I'm not one of them. I haven't even followed the four that you speak of. Maybe there were peculiar domestic circumstances. We do have data probably out in the next week or so. The first sort of mass field survey of national opinion towards the GNU. So we'll get a bit of a directional indicator there on our support for the party stands. But what I would say to you again, I'd say what I sort of was getting to earlier, that the ANC, DA, GNU works because the two sides can't fish effectively in each other's ponds. And that will, for a long time, remain the case. And they're deep, very well-researched and understood reasons for that. And that still, I think, overwhelmingly holds true. I suppose the ideal thing that both parties would want to see in the data we put out next week is that both of them have seen their support increase chiefly in and around their core constituencies. But if that data starts to show, for example, that the one is losing ground to the other, then that's going to introduce all manner of tensions into the GNU on both sides. I mean, the dissidents don't only sit in the ANC. There's some good people around the DA who said, you know, be very cautious about the broader national GNU, not this Pretoria thing, the broader national. And then that raised valid arguments. But I think the way this thing holds together is that the leadership understands, which I think has been understood, that we work effectively as partners because it's very difficult for either side to fish in the other's pond. The DA is a 20 to 25, maybe on a great day, 30% party. The ANC is a party that can hold levels in the 40s, and the interests of our constituents are aligned. And of course, we must compete. The DA must try and get more. The ANC must try and get back to 50. I mean, it must do that. Maybe if it governs well, it will. But I think if a faction in the ANC gains an upper hand that decides to double down on the populist vote, the effect of that, if we remain a free society, will be to open set in motion a chain of events that can knock ANC in support way back into the 20s. And the DA and, you don't know what future parties may be around, would then have, in the longer term, a plausible route to silence a populist ANC pulling off a national majority. So I think whoever this is in the ANC that thinks that what they're doing in China is a good idea, they are doing something extremely dangerous for their own selves that may simply accelerate the steep descent that this recent election result showed us the ANC is off.
Dr. Frantz Grenier is the chairman of the Social Research Foundation. I'm Alec Hogg from biznews.com.